Shut up and sit down.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to episode 190 of the Epic Fail Podcast. Holy crap. I just realized that there's only 10 more to 200. I'm going to have to start planning for that. I am your host, Draven Dresden. With me this week is not Galv, not Frazzly, not Zeph, not anyone, actually. It is just me tonight. Fun times. We're going to try a solo podcast tonight. This will be entertaining for everybody, at least, maybe, possibly. Who knows? Anyway, up first, what have I been up to? Because I don't have anyone to ask, no one to ask me. What have I been up to? Work. Family stuff, work, being disappointed by the one TV show I actually watch, and more work. Very little game time this week, although I did stay up a little too late to log in last night to do 4 Mythics on my Paladin, because it's 4 Mythics and you get a heroic item. And so I made a couple groups happy because I just looked for the low ones. And they're like, holy crap, this guy's got over 410 item level. It's like, yeah, it'll be okay. And I was the only one who didn't die. Yay. So, with that, last week was my birthday. Woo, yay, joy, rah, all that fun stuff. I had meant to do a show, and then my brother decided, hey, I'm actually going to do something for your birthday. We're going to see a movie. So we went to go see Tolkien, and it was, and I know it's a Heroes meme, the 6.5 out of 10, but that's about where I would give it, honestly. There were some good things to it, and there was some kind of things like some of the CGI just felt a little weird where they put it, that kind of thing. Overall, if you're going to go see it, watch the matinee or wait for the DVD to come out. You know, it's not bad, but it is not like game breaking. Oh, holy crap either. So there you go. A quickie movie review, completely unrelated to everything going on. So I guess we're just going to go on with the show. It's probably going to be a quick show this week because it's just me, so there's no banter back and forth outside of the banter that's going on in my head, which you guys don't want to be a part of because that'd just be weird. So, first up, Blizzard General news. WoW is coming up on its 15th anniversary. Yay. I've been playing for most of 12-ish years, give or take. Maybe 13, I don't know. I started late BC. And, other than a little bit of Pandaria and Kata due to moving and a lack of computer, I've been playing pretty much nonstop. There was like a week in Wrath that I didn't play, but I was still subbed. Like, I just didn't log in because I was just kind of And, yeah, that was fun. The game I tried to play wasn't Aeon, Ion, however you want to say it. No. But anyway, WoW's 15th anniversary. Fun stuff coming. Let me make sure I get everything up, because I actually pulled everything up. It is now sold out. They might bring more out, who knows. But as of this moment, it is sold out. $99.99. It's $100 for this collector's edition, which is actually about normal. You get a mouse pad. You get some in-game mounts, which are the Alliance Griffin and the Horde Wyvern Rider, but they're called Alabaster, so they're like white, so they look kind of statuey. So that was kind of cool. There is an Onyxia pin. Still trying to figure out why it's Onyxia for a pin, but cool, I guess. There are some art prints. There's a Ragnaros one and all that. There's 30 days of game time, because that's what you get for collector's editions. And yeah, there's a nice golden Ragnaros statue. So, like, the Hearthstone card, where it's like Ragnaros, Lord of Light, and all that, it looks kind of like that, only metallic. Hence the title art here in the middle. That is actually the statue with the little base part of it cut off. It looks cool. I didn't have $100 when it went on sale, so I didn't get it. But, you know, a lot of people did. This is something I would recommend, if they had any left, or if it comes back on sale, to get it if you can, because that Ragnaros statue is cool. I would have preferred it not be gold and actually just like regular Ragnaros. No legs, regular Ragnaros. That's me. The gold is still cool. The gold effect, at least. And there's some more stuff which we'll get into for the collector's edition, or more accurately, the 15th anniversary. Coming up in a bit. Another thing, Blizzard related, more or less, BlizzCon, which we know is coming in November. Wowhead and Con Before the Storm have teamed up together, and it's basically going to be one big old party the day before instead of two competing parties. They've already met their Kickstarter goal. But more money equals more stuff. So go on over to Wowhead, you know, find the Kickstarter page, all that fun stuff, and give them money if you're going to go, because the year I went, I didn't go to the Wowhead party. But I went to the Come Before the Storm, and it was really cool. It was all kinds of fun. There was lots of stuff going on there. And it's only, from what I hear, gotten bigger since then. And then Wowhead was the main competitor, because they were both that night. And now they're teaming up. So, more stuff to do. Yay. I wish I could go this year. All right. So, we're going to get into the actual game news. Alessandra, I know there's StarCraft stuff going on. I have not been able to keep up with it, so I'm not going to report on it this week at all. Just know that there's a lot of StarCraft tournaments and stuff going on, and if you can watch it, you should. I'm hating the fact that I haven't been able to. Normally, I at least have it on the background a little bit, and it's just been so crazy that I have not been able to do that, and it bothers me. But we have Diablo news. Season 17 has started. I know it started. I don't know anything else about it. I am a terrible person. I don't know the theme or anything. I just know it has started. I will have more details next week. This is how busy I've been. I would at least know something going on with it. And I just have not had the time to look any of that up. Kind of like Hearthstone's Dalaran on Heist, which from what I hear is a lot like Darkest Dungeon, only Hearthstone-ized. Like, it's instead of side-scroll, it is you're still doing the top-down, like, with the Hearthstone setup. Not gonna lie, I am tempted to check it out. But that means I have to reinstall Hearthstone, and I just have not had the time to do that either. So, if you want more details on that, honestly, The Angry Chicken, it's a Hearthstone podcast over Amove. Check them out. They'll give you all kinds of details. They'll give you more info than I would ever be able to. Like, the only reason I'm covering it at all is because it's news. I know nothing else about it. I know there's stuff going on, but none of the specifics. They'll have some of the specifics. It was heroic in normal mode, I know that. But the main things this week are going to be Live WoW and Classic WoW. Because Classic, the beta is going. Lots of streamers, including he who will not be named, got in. Almost everybody likes it who got in, including the people who obviously don't remember Classic very well. We'll get into that here in a bit. But first, Live WoW. You know, the game that's going now. We heard a while back Goblins and Morgans were getting a model update. Well, it turns out model updates are the perfect time for Heritage Armor. Because they're the next two races getting it. We don't know what they look like yet, but honestly, if the Goblin one doesn't look like something exploded on it, I'll be disappointed. It either looks like it'll have to look like it has exploded, or something exploded onto it, like it'll have like scorch marks or something. That might be a little asking a bit much, but yeah. That's going to be interesting. Another thing interesting, I mentioned the 15th anniversary just a few minutes ago, actually, and I am blowing through this. Holy crap. The 15th anniversary. In-game events. So, I'm going to pull this up because I don't want to miss anything in terms of what we're going to possibly get. Okay, so, now that that's pulled up. I'm going to switch screens here, so if you're watching the video, you'll get this. If not, I'm going to describe it anyway, it'll be fine. Deathwing is going to be a mount. We don't know what all you got to do. There's going to be some quests, I imagine, and it's going to have... I don't think it's going to be its own raid, but it probably will have, like, certain... We have to go back and defeat certain raid bosses. Whether it's in a specific order or not, who knows, but... We're going to get Deathwing as a mount. And I love this, and I hate it at the same time. What I'm hoping for is its mount special only works while it's flying, and it's a barrel roll. And when you do it, a fake DVM timer goes off on you. Or not a timer, but a warning. And it just says, beware, like when you're on the spine. And you had the little tentacle things, and every time he was going to flip, it would beware at you. That's what I want. Like, just something like that. Just some kind of random sound effect during the mount special. That would be hysterical to me. I would love it. But also, we're getting Little Nefarian? Did I see that? Yeah. Little Nefarian as a pet. Little itty bitty dragon. And that's just for logging in. So that's fun. I'm sure there's going to be more stuff. We'll probably get the XP boot, the buff, the boost, all that. And, you know, other interesting things, maybe. But those are the two things that are like, ooh. So you get a pet for logging in. And then if you put more time into it, again, we don't know how much time, you get Deathwing as a mount. I better not be so busy I can't get that mount, because I'll be ticked, because I want that mount. I don't know if I'm going to use it, but I want that mount. Got an update to, excuse me, got an update to recruit a friend. Basically, if you don't do it before June 11th of this year, so you have just under a month at this point, it's going on hiatus. It's not going away forever. They do this from time to time. They're going to update it, figure out new things to entice people to use it, I guess. Not just in-game mounts. Like, I don't know what they're going to do. So hopefully those mounts are not going away, because I only have one of them. And there's a couple that I really do want. So if you have recruit a friend, or you just want those mounts, you can recruit a friend yourself. And boom. And yeah, the XP bonus is insane, as being said in chat. It just, I don't know what they're going to change. They might be changing how long it works for. They could be changing the percentage. They could be, I don't know. So we will see. But the big retail, we're going to call it retail or live, news for Warcraft this week was a cinematic. I'm not going to go into any spoilers. Specifically, if you want, you know, more in depth, go over to YouTube. You'll find it. It's called Safe Haven. The TLDR, Sourfang goes hunting for Thrall. Not to kill, just to find. They have a conversation. Stuff happens. And without spoilers, that's about as much as I can say about it. It looks pretty. But much like some other people, it, to me, is saying, hey, look at the new war chief. He's on screen now. Look, isn't he pretty? And the one that we have now is evil, bad. And that's pretty much what every cinematic has been. It's like, Sylvanas bad, Sarafan good. And they're throwing it at us so hard. This is 100% speculation, but I'm thinking Sourfang is going to die. Whether he does or not, I don't know. They're pointing at him being the Warchief so hard that it just seems like that would be something they're going to try. Again, pure speculation. And yeah, chat room, thank you, Alessandra. It does take place in Outland Negrand, however you want to say it. I don't think I've ever heard a technical proper pronunciation. Yeah, it was interesting. It was more just a conversation and that kind of thing, so not a whole lot of action. There's a little bit of action, but without spoilers, you'll have to go see what it is. Alright, I guess that's going to bring us to Classic. Like I said earlier, the beta is live. No, I am not in it. I am not in the beta, nor do I really want to be. I did not sign up for it. I have nothing against it. I would provide no good feedback whatsoever. Because I would be one of those people who are like, this isn't working. Only I would assume that even if it was a bug, that's how it's supposed to be. Because I don't remember every detail of how it was back then. Admittedly, I didn't play Till Burning Crusade, like I said earlier. But, like, I remember being a Blood Elf Paladin. That was my first character above 60. It took forever. Admittedly, it was my third character. I'd leveled to past 40. Because I'd get to 40, switch, get to 40, switch, got to 40. I'm done waiting on my friend. I'm just leveling somebody. And I picked my paladin because that was the one I decided on. And I leveled Rhett, which was idiotic. But it worked out later. The great puppet. So yeah, beta's out. I know a lot of people have it. A lot of streamers have it. Most everybody seems to like it. But there are some people who are just kind of meh about it. And it will go live. Make sure I have that date right. August 27th. So you have May, June, July, August. You got 3 months. Excuse me. 3 months and a week, give or take. So a little over 3 months before Classic goes live. We'll see how much hold this takes. I don't know how else to phrase that. I don't think it's going to be a... I don't think it's going to be a insanely popular thing, like all the Classic people are thinking it is. That being said, it's gonna... It'll do alright. And yes, Chatroom is bringing up you do need to have an active sub to be considered for the beta. I have an active sub. And you'll need the active sub to access Classic when it goes live. So there's that too. And... there was an interview where they were talking about if this goes really well, Burning Crusade server might happen, a Wrath might happen, Kata, I mean, we might even get a Warlord server. I don't know why anyone would want that, but it's technically possible. It just depends on how they do. How do I phrase this? I could see Classic, Burning Crusade, and Wrath servers. I could see those happening. Will they be insanely popular? Probably not too much. I could see them working. Anything past that, I don't see the point. Like, at the time, people didn't really care for Kata outside of the PvP. It was just... the raids were kind of... they were decent, mostly. It just kind of was like, ugh. But I don't see a way that they would ever, ever give us a Warlords server, because that would be a waste of a server. So, yeah, that's my thoughts there. And then, last but not least, those funny things you find when you're playing a game. Things like, oh, Torrens can reach farther. That was a thing. What else? If you are hit by fear, you run faster than normal. The respawn rate is lower. Quest objectives and points of interest are not tracked. These are all things that people have reported as bugs on Classic. These are all things that are working as intended. And if I would have had time, I technically did, but I would have pulled up the little quote of, you think you do, but you don't, quote. I would have pulled that up and played that right there, because some of these people are complaining about things that this is how it was back then. You had to go look. I remember my first character was in my very, very first character, the one I made on the wrong server. for my real life friends. I think I put it on Malaga's. I don't even remember. But I made an orc something or other, and I had no idea where I was supposed to go. Because there was no arrow on the map. There was no anything on the map saying, hey, you want to go here. It was, if you don't read the quest and figure it out, you don't find it, and you might stumble on it on your own later. I found the Barrens, because I went the complete wrong way. And then I promptly logged out after a few minutes of trying to run back. And yeah. That was not fun. It was funny. In hindsight, at the time it sucked. It was funny. So I'm just finding it hysterical that these things are being reported as bugs. And they're not. This is how it was. Like, if you play a mage, you're gonna kill one thing, you're gonna eat your food and water, and then you're gonna kill one thing again. If you play a paladin, especially Rhett, you're gonna, you know, use your seal, you're gonna judgment, your seal drops because it is then applied, and you gotta seal again. Now, these cost a lot of your mana. And then you're gonna auto attack, and you're gonna do this over and over. You don't need to buy food, because you can heal. You just buy drinks. Just buy water. Fill your mana bar back up. Do what you got to do, and you keep doing that. If you make friends with a mage, even better, because then you don't spend the gold. Training and spell levels. That'll be fun for people who don't remember, too. Level 1 Frostbolt. Level 2 Frostbolt. Level 3 Frostbolt. Like, these things are things that people who aren't going to either don't remember or don't know they can do. And I'm finding all this hysterical. Like, I'm actively, whenever I have a chance, watching this stuff. Like, I can't believe this is a thing. Yeah, that's how it was. There's a reason why it changed. Because it sucked. And it was expensive. And, you know, you might be level 60. And you can either upgrade your abilities to do more damage, or I need a helmet. I should probably buy the helmet, because it's the best in slot helmet, but I can't do enough damage to be useful. Those are the things. You're never going to have gold. You'll have more probably now, because people know what they're doing. But yeah. And this is why doing a podcast by yourself sucks. At least in my case, I have no practice on it. And I know I did have an offer, and I appreciate it. Thank you. But yeah, that's pretty much all the non-spoilery news. Yeah, you could, I know there's I think it was a priest, a healing spell. It was just brought up in chat, the spell dancing, where you use a lower level spell instead of the high level one, because it did almost as much healing, but it costed way less mana. That kind of thing. And it was just, I remember hearing about stuff like this. I don't play healers because I'm terrible at them. Like, the only time I really play healer, I might solo as a healer, like, questing wise. But other than that, for these special events, like the Valentine's Day, if someone could queue as a healer, I would. Mainly because I knew they weren't really needed, so I didn't have to try too hard. Because I know I'm terrible, and they're probably undergeared. But yeah. So that is really all the news. I miss having someone on here to banter back and forth with. I will see what I can do for next week. I wanted to have a show this week because I didn't have one last week. Whether, you know, yeah, hopefully I'm not by myself. Because nobody wants that. Especially me. And you guys, obviously. But I wanted to have a show this week because I didn't have one last week. And to answer an earlier question from our chat room, I'm not more depressed than normal. I am just really freaking tired. I got almost no sleep. Then I worked for like 10 hours. And then I had I don't want to call it housework. I'll call it landscaping work to do outside. So, yeah, I'm just exhausted. I apologize that I'm not as much as normal. But, yeah, I'm just completely drained. And I have to go back to work tomorrow. And it has been just one of those weeks. So I am going to stop rambling, get on with it, and yeah. Because I need to soak my feet or put my feet up or something, because my legs are just, they feel like jello, and not in the cool way. Fun. So with that, you can find me, for whatever reason, if you decide to, over on the Twitter, at Draven Dresden. That's honestly the easiest way. Just be civil. That's all I ask. Even if you have an opinion that I don't agree with, or I'm making a similar opinion and you just cannot accept it, as long as you're civil, we're fine. We have a Discord, bit.ly/EpicFailDiscord. Come say hi. It's a small Discord, but, you know, I like the people there. They're nice. Patreon, if you decide to give money to the show, which is always appreciated, you don't understand how much, $1 a month, $2, $5, $20, you know, whatever. You know, the show's free. If you decide you want to pay for it, it's appreciated. It keeps the lights on, like that one up there that's giving me the weird side thing. Patreon.com/podcastepicfail is where you can do that. I will think you're crazy if you do it, but I will appreciate it nonetheless. Music at the start is from bensound.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0, aka give them credit. You can use their stuff. So with that, for this super short, with that, for this super short show this week, just because of exhaustion and lack of a second person, my last words for tonight are, come on, Game of Thrones, stick the landing this week, please. Thanks. Have a good night. See you next week.